Barrie police are looking into two incidents involving the use of counterfeit money at local businesses this month. According to police, an Issa Road pharmacy reported receiving a fake $50 bill on January 17, while a store in Park Place in the city's South End reported a fake $100 bill was used to purchase items. The person using the counterfeit money, say police, is the same in both instances. Barrie isn't the only place where this has happened lately, police said, noting several police services throughout southern and central Ontario have seen similar occurrences involving the same bills that date back to late last year. With changes to Canadian currency and the use of polymer in the banknote manufacturing process, seizures of counterfeit money in Barrie do not occur regularly, which is why police are urging business owners, their staff, and the public to be proactive by conducting the look, touch and feel test on both $50 and $100 bills prior to accepting them. With these particular counterfeit bills, the clear polymer window on the right front side of the $50 bill contains an image of Sir Robert Borden, Canada's 8th Prime Minister. Borden is shown in the center and window rather than that of William Lyon Mackenzie King, whose picture is depicted in the center of the $50 bill. Within the same window, note police, just above the center block towers of Parliament image, the counterfeit bill shows a number of 100s, when it should show multiple numbers of 50s. The counterfeit $50 bill also appeared to be fabricated on a tape that has been affixed to the involved bills, say police. Anyone in need of information on Canadian currency and details on the additional security features that are part of the Polymer Bank Note series are asked to visit the Bank of Canada's website.